Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi guys, this is Tony here. Just a quick interruption before the actual main show starts. Here we're about to listen to Around the World, a single by Toxicol. And on the end of the show, there will be the second single I want you to hold around and hold on to listen to. The reason I'm doing it this way is that I was waiting for the permissions to put it on the show and the files to be sent. And I recorded the show before because these guys are really busy and I did that might be on tour. So brilliant. I've got the permission. So hold in now. You're going to hear the single Around the World. Then the show will happen. And I blabber, blabber, blabber. And then if you hold on at the end, the second single will be there for you to listen to. Night Shadows. Both of them absolutely fantastic. So enjoy this song and then the show and then another surprise at the end of the show. See you guys. Hello, guys, and welcome to this week's episode of Heavy Metal Tones with me, your podcast host, Tony Evans. In this wonderful, wonderful world of crazy music we all indulge ourselves in, this week's episode is brought to you by something that I never thought that I'd talk about, actually, and it's sort of really, it's been quite an eye-opener and quite an enjoyable experience this last sort of 7 days for me. A band from sunny Portugal reached out to me and said, look, we love your show, we listen to your show. Could you review our two new singles for the forthcoming album? And, you know, I am, if any, but generous. I said, why not? Look, I absolutely would love to, you know, because I had vaguely seen their name around the review scene. I hadn't really stumbled across them. And it was really nice to be, firstly, it was quite nice for them to reach out and say, hey, could you do this? Because that just means that I'm reaching people and they're listening and it's really cool. Thanks, guys. But secondly, it just gives me something else to get my teeth into. And this particular band, if I'm going to say this wrong, I do apologize, is a band called Toxical. Toxical. Toxikull. Toxical. Now, the drummer, Thomas Oliveira, or Tommy 666, as he likes to go by, reached out to me. Now, the band consists of, as I said, Tommy 666 on drums. You've got Lex Thunder on guitar and vocals, ex-Midnight Priest, brilliant band. I've talked about them in the past. And Tim the Viking on bass and vox, and Michael Blade on guitar. I love those names. You know, what I love about traditional heavy metal, which is this band is basically a traditional heavy metal slash speed metal band. By no way are they a Euro metal band, and I'll explain that in a minute. They just make that they. It's like the, you know, in the old punk days when, you know, Johnny Rotten and Sid Vicious and all those sort of people, and you know, you had, you know, that, you give yourself pseudonyms to sound, you know, a little bit sort of harder, like in Bad News with Vim Fuego. You know, it's just I love it. It gives a little bit of sense of theater to the whole thing. And so when I said they're not a European band, is that sometimes, only sometimes, when you listen to European metal, and I do listen to it a lot, it can be a bit, how do I say this without, it can be a bit Eurovision. And I don't mean that in a bad way, because I love Eurovision, but what I mean is it can be a little bit locked in the past. Now, you might say, but Tony, didn't you just say these are a traditional heavy metal band? Yes, they are. They nod quite comfortably back to their influences. Nothing wrong with a nod back to influence. We've all had those moments, and I do on a regular basis. But there's ways that also then to tweak and put your own signature on it, and this band has done that. Now, they've released quite a bit since they formed in 2016. All right, so I'm sorry, here, there we go. They've released the Night Razor, which is an EP, and then we had singles: Surrender or Die, Hellmaster, Freedom to Kill, Satan Bloody Satan or Salem, Rocketer, and it basically, that's off the Night Razor EP, right? And then the singles they released off of that, after that, we have Metal Defender. Now, I'm going to really butcher this. Sorry, guys. I can't do Portuguese very well, but I'll give it a go. Nascienda Non Cemeterio, featuring Flagandor. Darkness, Maciendoro, I Will Rock Again, and Let There Be Rock. This is before the two singles that came out, this, that I'm going to talk about. If I have butchered that, I do apologize. But firstly, you want to start with the Night Razor, which is their EP, the first EP. Absolutely cracking, cracking album, okay? EP, I should say. It has quite a few songs in it. Surrender or Die, Hellmaster, Freedom to Kill, Satan Bloody Salem, Rocketer, at 25 minutes and 33 seconds long. It was released on the 23rd of March 2018. I've written here epic traditional metal with heaps of Judas Priest, and what I mean by that is that he has the lead singer has a real King Diamond falsetto vocal thing going on. Both the drumming and the vocals are breathtaking. They are textured. It is educated and fast. It is quite virtuosic. You know, it's just what I mean is they play bloody well. You know what I mean? They just play really well. It's well produced, and it doesn't sound like a new band. You put this particular EP on, and honestly, it sounds like the band's been around for ages. It really, really does. And let's not forget also the 2019 single Cursed and Punished, which is also a brilliant artwork, but it's actually a fantastic, thumpingly interesting speed metal. They sort of jump between trad metal, you know, if I know what I mean, like saying bands like, say, Maiden, Saxon, Diamond Head, and that sort of thing. And then they also play a lot of, also have influence. You can hear the influences from, from the Scorpions and from Michael Schenker Group and King Diamond and all that sort of stuff, right? Now, I did really butcher the names. I do apologize. Nacienda No Cemeterio is what I meant to say. And the other one was Morenduro. And I love it, the fact that they sing on certain tracks in their native Portuguese. That really means a lot to me as a listener, because you, instead of having to hear a singer try and push his emotions through with just the, you know, poor English enunciation, when you sometimes, if you listen to a band, like, I mean, Rammstein are a very good option. Opponent, you know, they do it well, not opponent. They do it well, right? They do a lot of their music in their national German tongue, and it comes across there because the power and the emotion and the sentiment comes across very well, because they're not trying to counteract, you know, trying to emote in a language that they don't really use. So actually, of all those singles, those two are actually my favorite of the ones they released. As I said, Nacienda No Cementerio and Morienduro. And then, you know, they've had a couple of albums. They've had a few albums. Unfortunately, on Spotify, you can only really get the one, which is the Cursed and Punished from 2019, which the lead single came from. But they have released, they did release an album prior to that, one of their very, very first album they released. And I'm trying to find what it's called. Give me a second. Black Sheep in 2016. That's what I meant to say. Anyway, I haven't heard that yet, guys. So I'd love to be able to hear it somewhere. I might try to track it down on YouTube, maybe. But as a Punished, Cursed and Punished is on there. All the singles are on there. The EP, the very, very addictive EP, is on there. As I said, Night Razor. I really find that very addictive. Notes I made here is energetic, powerful, leather-bound, screaming steel and leather traditional metal band, right? I'm going to read you out in a minute the blurb that Thomas sent me, and I find it completely and utterly, I can't fault what he says here. It sums up them, it sums up them completely. Okay, guys, here it is. It says here, born and raised under the hot and blinding southern light of Portugal's capital, Lisbon, Toxicold took off in 2016 and haven't backed down since. A tumult from the Atlantic rising to take the world by storm. With two full-length albums, an EP and a collection of singles full of incredible guests from bands such as Skull Fist and Crystal Viper. Under their belts, Toxicold's taunting, fearless attitude has conquered the European heavy metal underground scene. And I really can see why. And you'll know when you listen to the single, their music. Among touring as opening acts for Exciter, SDI, and Angelus Arpedia, they were here recently. I didn't get a chance to go. I can't say that really well, sorry, playing some of the biggest festivals all over Portugal and Spain, plus headlining a full European tour, Toxico have been quite busy the last few years. All of this is culminating in the release of a brand new album, Under the Southern Light, which comes out in February, by the way, guys. That takes me to a nice segue. It comes out in February the 23rd on the Dying Victims Productions, Dying Victim label. I think it's going to be an absolute cracker. I'm looking forward to it. Stomping and strutting with absolute authentic mid-late 80s swagger, Under the Southern Light is an unabashed throwback to the era when heavy metal ruled airwaves and arenas alike. It portrays Toxico's personal experiences in the world on the duality of living in the southern lands of Europe in places with so much light and so much joy and potential, but at the same time, so much scarcity of opportunities, no future, and infested with shadows. Under the Southern Light will be out February 23rd, 2024, via Dying Victims Productions. There you go. And it says here, in a few weeks after the release, Toxico are going on out on tour, headlining European with Venator. God, I'm terrible today. Can't put my teeth in. That was a lovely little blurb from the band, and it sums them up completely. You know, a lot of people think that all the sort of heavy music of the world comes from dark, heavy countries like Norway and Sweden and Finland and Russia and Germany. Not that they're, I mean, in dark as in just, you know, cold countries. I mean, this is not the case, because here in Australia, one of the sunniest countries in the world, makes some of the heaviest metal I've ever had my ears clap around, basically. So it doesn't mean just, but what I'm trying to say is that they, you know, lyrically, there are things that the youth of Portugal, and I'm sure Spain and all those Europe, those lovely warm Mediterranean countries, do feel, is that there is an image to the world that everything is paella, sangria, you know, sunshine and siestas. But we know that is the case. There is a disenfranchised youth. There'd be unemployment. There would be violence. There would be disenfranchisement. There would be issues with healthcare and education, like everywhere in the world. Everything that creates the cut and thrust, the twist and bow of life that helps us, people make music like heavy metal, because that's basically and punk as well, and anything with a moral, social root core has to come from something. You can't write songs about things like that if you haven't yourself been through it. Otherwise, you will sound like Kiss. I mean that, you know, I was made for loving you, baby stuff. You know, that's what I mean. It just sounds a little bit fake. Whereas these guys don't come across that way. Now, the two singles. Let's get onto the two singles, Tony. I promised. These are the two singles that are coming out, that are out now, actually. Night Shadows and Around the World. Both of them you can play on YouTube, and you can watch the band play, and they are such a fun looking, and I know it's all about looks, but it's everything you want from a heavy metal band, right? It's leather, it's studs, it's long hair, it's mirrored sunglasses, it's tight jeans, Flying V guitars, you know, Gibsons, smoke, beards, and a truckload of machismo. And it's sleazy, yet it's not, you know, it's everything that I truly love about 80s metal, like, and excluding the hair metal, but that's more the 90s. Everything I love about 80s metal, that sort of, I know, that sort of cavernous, dungeonous, marquee kind of venues, you know, the sticky floors, you know, the dank, you know, the you could barely see your way to the bar, and when you can't see what you're drinking, and you know, it's so noisy that you can't even hear your mates. You come out after the gig and you can barely hear, and you can barely talk, A, for the screaming along with the music, but trying to talk to your mates over the music and over the background sound. That's my kind of thing. That's my 80s sound. That's me.
right to my DNA, I think. And this band really does come across that way. You know, my favorite of the two singles really is Night Shadows. It is a cracker of a single, and Around the World really sort of it. Around the World is the more political of the two, I think. I could be wrong, Tomas. You can reach out and tell me if I am, but I think that it's the more political of the two. But then, Don't Get Put Off. This isn't a political manifesto. There's no lyric that's going to make you sit and go, "Oh God, I'm going to think about the government now." No, none of that. All I'm saying is that they don't write songs about dragons and wizards and things that you haven't experienced. They write things about life experience in a fun and fast-paced heavy metal way, and produced beautifully. It's got a great sound. The particularly with Tomas on the drums, I love his cymbal work. It's really clear. I love it when a cymbals cut through. It's like a fine wine. You know, sometimes you have a fine wine and it just cuts through. You feel the flavor cut through other things, and it feels the same with this. It really, like Tomas's cymbals just cut through clean. The response is fantastic. The vocal is phenomenal. I mean, if you love Judas Priest, you're going to bloody love these guys, because it's, and King Diamond, it's falsetto at some of its very best, actually. And you know, the bass is thundering and inventive. The guitar, the solos in it are really clever, like educated and clever. I don't think there's anything in those solos I've heard before, which is something you can't always say. And that's what I like about these European bands, is that they tend to really have fun with it. You know, they know they're not going to be right away, they're not going to jump out the blocks and be Def Leppard or Iron Maiden. These things don't happen anymore. Bands don't make it overnight like they used to in the 80s, even though, let's be honest, they didn't make it overnight. They worked fucking hard to get where they come from, to get where they're going, but the perception is they were made it overnight. These days now, the bands know that it takes longer. There's a lot more road work to do. A lot of bands, like Tomas, reached out to me. They have to do their own marketing, their own management, you know, their own social media work, and good on them, because that can't be easy, having to hold down possibly day jobs, I'm sure, and then at the same time, you know, getting time to tour, getting money. I know that on a good label, a very good label, but that label was not, you know, the world's biggest label, is it? It's still an underground label. So they work really hard, and it comes across that way in their music, because they just have fun. It's why bands like, as I mentioned a few episodes ago, Kryptos are so much fun, because they're the same kind of feel. It's that they desperately want, they've had enough of nu metal and all the modern shit that sometimes gets thrown around. They just want that to reach back to what their big brothers were listening to, what they heard when they were kids, what their dads listened to, whatever age they are. They just want to reach back and feel part of that movement that doesn't exist anymore. But they are creating it. And I think this new wave of European traditional heavy metal is really fun. And when we come back on the other side of this episode, I'm going to talk about some other Portuguese bands that I think that I sort of had a quick listen to after listening to all the Toxicol stuff, and really sort of like, wow, what a scene they have. I generally am quite impressed, and I know that a lot of singers live out that way. I know that the members of Venom Inc. live in Portugal. A lot of English people move out to Portugal. I know that may be annoying to the Portuguese, but they do, you know. But anyway, that aside, although I did have an uncle that lived out there years ago for a little period of time. On a funny side note, Clive Dunn from Dad's Army, you know, you played Jonesy, you know, they don't like Upham, a character. He lived in Portugal. We owned a restaurant there until he died. Yeah, a little bit of fun fact. Anyway, enough's enough. I'm going to have a bit of a break now, warm my tea up, and we'll come back on the other side with some other interesting bands that you might enjoy. So when you're going down that rabbit hole of European metal, you can start with Portugal, start with Toxicol, because I really highly recommend it. Brilliant music. And then try these other bands. You might really enjoy them. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome back, guys. I hope you enjoyed the ads. I always do. Now, I'm gonna talk about a few bands that I've been listening to that are Portuguese. If I've missed any, and my dear Portuguese listeners, if I have, I apologise. If there's something out there you want to remind me of, please just reach out and tell me. But firstly, yes, do head over and listen to Toxicol's work. It's brilliant. It won't take you long. There's, as I said, an EP, a couple of albums, and lots of singles, and you could binge it in an afternoon, and you will absolutely love it. I know I did, and I couldn't stop playing the EP. I really couldn't. For me, Hellmaster was epic, absolutely epic. My favourite of their tracks. So King Diamondy, so falsetto, so breathtaking. I really, really loved it. I've kept going back to that EP and playing it over and over and over. I really, really love it. I would have popped that out as a single. I think that's well worth the world listening to. It's a fantastic EP. What value for money on that, though? You know what I mean? Quite a few singles, quite a few songs. 25 minutes and 33 seconds for an EP is pretty good. And to pile that many in there, you know, Satan Bloody Satan. They're all good there, right? Freedom to Kill, Hellmaster, Surrender or Die, The Night Razor, they're all fantastic. Anyway, so the bands I'm going to talk about are the ones I managed to listen to. And I'm going to give you a quick, brief description of each of them. Okay, so there's 10 here. So if I miss anything, please let me know, okay? I'm going to give you a little bit of a blurb that I found about them, okay? The first one is, now if I get into these names misspelt, you have to apologize, because again, getting my teeth around languages is not easy. Okay, we've got the first one I listened to was Analepsy, a slamming death metal band. Okay,
Every country needs a slam, brutal death metal band, and Analepsy is probably Portugal's most prominent. You can find their stuff on Spotify quite easily, and I would highly recommend grabbing into one of them. They're a fair bit of, look, there's not, slamming death metal is not for everyone, okay? Right, you're going to go from the clean and interesting traditional metal of Toxicol to some slamming death metal. It might not be your taste, but you know, holding to this list, there might be something else that might come your way. Next one is Ashes of Life, a progressive doom death metal band. Ashes of Life is the creation of Lisbon musician Tiago Silva. Was it Tiago? I always thought Tiago Silva was a footballer, but I think it might be correct. Same name, different people. It's a mix between classic death doom metal, progressive post-rock and shoegaze. If you're a fan of Catatonia, Anthemia, Swallow the Sun and similar bands, it's definitely worth checking out. And on Spotify, check out Shores. It's on YouTube as well. Now, that's what the lead singer of the band has written, but I agree. I'm not a big fan of shoegazy stuff, I will tell you, but I like the progressive side of this particular band. And that's what sort of brings me into it, and the doomy side, you know, the slow, sludgy. I think that's probably where they get the shoegazery stuff from. But again, Shores is on Spotify, and I'm sure other streaming platforms are available. Now we're going to move to Desire, a doom metal gothic band. Again, I don't see, and this is what sort of opened my eyes, and that makes me, and I should know better because I'm a man of the world, if you know what I mean. I didn't see Portugal as a country that would make doom bands. I really didn't. I mean, death metal was everywhere. But it's sort of, as I said to you before, it has that appearance of sunshine and siestas and blue azure oceans and great food and good culture. You don't think of doom metal bands to be there, but these are pretty good doom bands, right? The next one is Desire. As I said, it's a doom metal gothic metal band. Desire is one of the earliest Portuguese extreme metal bands, a doom metal band with gothic edge. Today, I feel the band is somewhat underrated, even though they still are among the most famous Portuguese metal groups. I hadn't heard of them. But again, you can't hear everything, can you? But when I did put my ears round them, I didn't jump into all of their catalogue. What I tend to do is like this: I'll find a list, and then I'll jump in and listen to, if they've got several albums, one song from each album. If I really like the album, a couple of songs. If I really like the album, the whole album. But because I'm going to try and listen to 10, I thought I'd just grab one song. And now you're going to say to me and look at me across your, you know, quite angrily and say, one song does not make an album, Tony. You could pick the crappiest one. But that's why, if I find it doesn't grab me, I'll find another one off the same album, just to see if it's something I'm just not getting, you know? Now, another death metal here is Destroyers of All. Combria's Destroyers of All play a technical mix of death metal, thrash metal, with a high level of instrumental skill. I've seen the band live. This is what the guy's saying. And I've certainly packed a really good punch. Now, I agree with him. The guy that's talking about this is a Portuguese metal singer. What's his name? Anyway, I can't. But anyway, I found the bands. And then I try to find some information around the bands. And this is the website that I got. I was using to get the names of the bands. But I agree with him. I agree with him that I'd love to see them live. I don't think that's going to happen living in Australia. But it's a good mix of death metal and thrash metal. And I think it's pretty, pretty fun. Because it's more thrash than death, to be honest. It has a lot more. It's a bit more in line with Toxicol for the speed and sheer exhilaration of it. I think it's hard for me to tie death down onto it, but you know, anyway, it's definitely technical, very technical. And then we go on to Gaerea, Gaerea. So it's Gaerea, a black metal band. Now, I have heard of this band before because in my other life of doing setting up album reviews for Metal Ruse, a lot of this stuff comes across my desk, and you see the name, and I've seen the name a couple of times. I'd never listened to it. I just sort of put it into the list and moved on. But Porto's Guerrera present a rather massive black metal sound with a desperate, depressive edge. The band has gained a growing following over the last few years. Certainly a metal band for Portugal to feel proud of. Again, as I said, I've seen that name pass around. I would agree with the depressive side of it. It's a little bit dark. I mean, doom is black metal is always dark, but I found that some black metal has a up edge to it. It sounds odd, but there is a positivity about the blackness. If you listen to Venom Inc's latest album, There's Only Black. Now that's an extreme metal band song. It's not a black metal album at all, but it has very positive outlooks and a very negative connotation. You know what I mean? It's sort of a delicious contradiction that I quite like, the juxtaposition between the two of them. You say that in the morning, juxtaposition. Then we move on. And if you're looking for an album for them to listen, Lifeless Immortality on Spotify and other platforms are available. Now we're going to move into Morning Leonor. I love this name. I really love this name of this particular band. It's melodic. Portugal's is definitely a country with the quality doom metal bands, and Morning Leor proves it. Sadly, the band seems to be on the long-term hiatus. That's a shame. After the 2010 release of Loosely Bound Infinities. Yeah. I only found a small amounts of them online. I found it quite hard to find their stuff, but yeah, it seems to me as we go down this list, it's quite apt that there is a lot of doom coming out of Portugal. Is it the contradiction? Is it the sunshiny contradiction? Is it the sunshiny but mentality that they want to find the darker side of life because there's so much brightness? Am I getting this wrong? I mean, I've never been to Portugal, but I've been to Spain and those parts of Europe, and I just know that they're all very sunny, very friendly, very open and vibrant people, and very rarely did I come across a depressive Spanish person. I'm sure they are, they're out there, but doom essentially is quite dark and has its sort of roots in fantasy, and Morning Leor does do that, but it's quite melodic. I do like melodic death doom metal. I do, because it has, instead of being sort of dirgy, one chord, rhythmic movement, it's quite, it's a bit faster. It's a little bit more, as it says in the title, it's melodic, right? It's a little more, it's a bit easy listening. And that's the worst thing to say, but I mean it. So like easy listening doom, you know what I mean? And then we have Nova. NEVOA, and there's a little hyphen over the E. Atmospheric black metal. It means mist in Portuguese. It's a black metalish band that is not afraid to experiment with its musical styles. It's quite surprising. Yes, there is some interesting stuff. Again, I only dipped into a couple of songs off A Thousand Circles, which again is on every streaming platform that you might like. And it was a little bit, there's keyboards, there's a bit of synth, there's a little bit of edgy guitar, some cold tri-note, tri-picking, there's screeching, there's vocal. It's actually really, really good. Atmospheric black metal is not always the stuff that I tend to dig, because it is a lot of space between the notes and a lot of very heavy, very, I mean, don't get me wrong, life heavy, right? But sometimes it's a little bit too overpowering for me, and that's the key to it, I suppose. That's what makes it such an interesting subgenre of black metal. And we will do that. I'll cover it one day, because it's one of those genres that or subgenres that I don't really dive into that often. So putting on this band was quite good for me, actually. We have Redemptus. They're a post-metal sludge metal band. and they play a take on sludge metal and post-hardcore with the emotions right on their sleeve. Some really desperate and honest music. Perfect for dark times, it says. Yes, so if I haven't talked about sludge metal before, it's an interesting one, right? If you've never had, heard or listened to any sludge, do Google it, find out some bands, jump in, have a listen. It's basically doom turned. If you imagine doom is at speed, at 50% speed, sludge is like 25. It's really syrupy, it's really tarry, it's very tactile-y, thick sounding music, and it is very dark. And I'm not completely, you know, I'm not a complete fan, I have to say. Of this, of the 10, this was the one that least grabbed me. I'm sorry if any of the bands are listening to this. I'm not saying your work isn't great, because everything that someone puts out is wonderful. We're not there making the music. It's not for us to make negative comments. It is for our place to be constructive, but not negative. That is my motto in life. And then we have Sinestro. Again, another atmospheric sludge metal, post-metal band. It's probably the most original of the lot, Portuguese metal bands, basing their style in atmospheric sludge, but not afraid to branch out into different directions. They sound a bit like Poland's Obscura Sphinx. And if you know that band, you're going to enjoy this band. Post-metal is a really... Let's dig into that one, shall we? Post-metal. I don't understand what post-metal genuinely means. Atmospheric, yes, says it on its sleeve. Sludge, it's obvious. Slow and sticky and methodical. Post-metal? See, it's almost like saying that metal's finished and this is what comes afterwards. And I don't know how... It's almost like saying you can see the end of the universe and this is after the end of the universe. Like, makes no sense. Because surely post-metal is just an... Not metal, is it? It's just another type of music. I don't get it. I mean, you get proto-metal. You sort of get that. I understand. Like in bands like, Blue Oyster and Deep Purple are sort of proto-metal. We talked about that before. You know. But I don't know if you can... What post-metal is. I'm gonna pull one second. I'm gonna pull up when I finish this. I'm gonna dive in and see what the technical review definition of post metal is. Wait there a second. Here we go. This is interesting. I found what the definition of it is. Let's have a look. It says it's a genre rooted in heavy metal, but exploring approaches beyond metal conventions. It emerged in the 1990s with bands such as Neurosis and Godflesh, who transformed metal texture through experimental composition. In a way similar to the predecessor genres, post-rock and post-hardcore, post-metal offsets the darkness and intensity of extreme metal with an emphasis on atmosphere, emotion, and even revelation, developing an expansive but introspective sound variously imbued with elements of ambient, noise, psychedelic, and progression in classical music. Well, there you go. It's one of those words that you see... And bands say they are, and it's banded around. You think, well, post-metal. I mean, I know Godflesh. I wouldn't have put them. I wouldn't even think they're a post-metal band. Anyway, so you learn something new. So I'm learning as we go, don't we, guys? Are you sitting comfortably? Yes. Okay. And then we've got the last one in the list, which is Soul of Anubis. Again, a fantastic name that is, okay? Yeah, this is what the little blurb says. Portuguese high on fire. Yeah, that's about the description I'd give Soul of Anubis. There's also more to the band, like some atmospheric and progressive tendencies. I see them, this particular guy who reviews said, seen them live, and it was great. Super underrated Portuguese metal band. Everyone in the sludge should know them. Their album, and I did listen to two songs off it, off Black Mountain, which is, again, on any Spotify and other platforms which are available. I like this because when he says high on fire, it's pretty true. They're quite a fast band for a sludge outfit. really quite enjoy Black Mountain. Again, I'd heard about them through my review days of the, from the Metal Ruse. It sort of come across my desk. I'd moved it on to someone to be reviewed. I hadn't listened to it. And I've sort of kicked myself now because I'll probably go back and listen to the whole of the album sometime when I get a chance. It's on my to-do list. I have a whiteboard of albums to listen to and to get round to, and I've put that one on there. Okay, so, I mean, there are... That's just the tip of the iceberg, guys. I clearly have not, you know, and this, and again, I'm taking this review information from a Portuguese metal magazine. I listen to these bands, but this is just to speed things up. I've gone what he reckons, and I generally agree. One second. Oh dear me! So hang on. Sneeze button. I apologise. It is quite hot and humid here in Canberra. It's been raining a lot this summer, and there's a lot of pollen in the air. Yes. Let me control myself. I apologise. I'm not going to... I should get a cough button or a sneeze button that says some profanity over it. I don't know. Anyway, Portuguese metal is alive and well and fantastic. And I think it's being spearheaded by bands like Toxicol who are reaching out and going beyond their borders, European tours, supporting big bands, not afraid to show off and tell the world their product is available. Please listen to it. It's fantastic because it's a mixture of English spoken and Portuguese. It's 110% fun. One second. Another big sneeze there. I don't know where that's come from, but anyway, it must be from the one that was before. Building up, ready to come out, you know what I mean. Anyway, I quite enjoyed my sojourn through a Portuguese metal. I'm sure that I could, there were a lot more genres than what I was, that I came across in that little list. Because what I did was, and this is how I did it, I googled Portuguese heavy metal bands. And this one first would come up and said 10 of my favourites. I thought, yep, I'm going to jump in there and have a listen. And I just got the list up and I jumped into a couple of each songs off of each of those albums and bands where I could find them, as I said. And then I just made a quick note to... I added a few things to what he said, but basically just went to his review because he knows him better than anyone else. He's Portuguese. So it was quite good to get the insight from a local. But I agree with him on a lot of it. I do think that Son of Anubis is one of the ones that I've really quite enjoyed and did quite much, a lot, which I'll go back to, I think. But definitely get your head around Toxicol. And you know what? Lex Thunders from Midnight Priest, and I really love Midnight Priest. I bought Midnight Priest... their first album just off the back that I was doing lockdown and I was desperate to buy some records. I haven't been out record shopping for a long time, and I was going through all these, I think it was there on Dying Victims, going through their website, and this amazing cover popped up, and I thought, hang on, how good is this? And then so what I did is I then Spotify'd them. I went, oh my god, this is brilliant, and I bought it, and it was like 25 euros or something, like pennies really, considering. And it got to me, and I bloody love playing that album, and the artwork is fantastic. And that's another thing about Toxicol's artwork. It does take you right back. It has a real sense of priest to it, a real sense of drama and color and glory. Everything you love about the 80s artwork for metal band covers, this is it. They have really sort of dug in to their genre and to their loves, and it shows in their music and their product. And I look forward to hearing more of their stuff, and I'm looking forward to hearing the new album in February. I shall be definitely, probably most definitely reviewing that album on the show. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. As I said, thanks for reaching out, guys, to ask me to listen to it, because it really did sort of make my week. And next week's episode will be my 150th, and it will be it's going to be a nod back to influence, and it's going to be one of the big influences for me, and also one of the biggest influences in rock
actually today, but one of those people and bands that I'm guaranteeing you, I reckon half you have never heard of, and the other half that have will just nod sagely and go, nice one, Tone, nice one. So I'm looking forward to that, because that's been taking up a lot of my time at the moment. But I really, really enjoyed, as I said again, Toxicol, Dying Victims. It's on Dying Victims. You can get the singles on YouTube and on Spotify and other platforms, and you really will enjoy it. So don't just take it from me. Jump on, have a listen. Wait, don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere yet, guys. This is the next single that I mentioned at the beginning of the show. Please enjoy their next single. It's a fantastic one. You're going to like it. I loved it. You know, I talked about it in the show before. So sit back and enjoy the bonus at the end of this show. Bye for now.